for the Hudson Show, 'cause it's only once a year, you know. 'Cause it's time to know that the only way you can go is you're fond of me and you're fond of my dad. You gotta listen to the Hudson Show. Oh, it's only once a year, so let's go out and catch a deer, 'cause it's time to listen to the Hudson Show. But I like making up little songs.
I thought that was awesome. I just thought it was funny when you said, let's go out and catch a deer.
I'm sorry, deer.
I thought it was funny when you said, let's go out and catch a deer.
I like to get some root beer.
Stop wiggle waggling the mic so much.
Sorry.
Do you want to use this mic or the other mic?
No, okay, I want to use Mr.
Every time you wiggle it, your fingers around, we can hear it. It just doesn't.
Sorry. All right,
should we get on with the show? Want me to play the theme song from last year?
Please do.
Damn class, we don't need no stinking damn class.
It's the moment you've been waiting for, almost live from our secret studio location in Los Angeles, California, where tourist-filled planes fly over every day hoping to catch a glimpse of our star. It's the Hudson Show, starring Hudson Class and featuring his trusty sidekick, Dan. And now, without any further ado, here's Hudson.
All right. Has the show started?
The show has started.
Okay. Well, it's March 17th, 2006. And remember one thing. If you will never listen to this podcast, you'll never listen to it. Because this podcast is rare. It's only made once a year.
That's right.
And it's possible to only be played once a year, so.
Well, no, people can listen to it all year long if they want to.
Yes. If you want to listen to the Hudson Podcast at any single time, you can download it onto your iPod.
Now, Hudson, why are we recording the Hudson Show today, March 17th, 2006?
Because today is my birthday. And since it's my birthday, I want to do what I might call a school report, which means I want to tell a short story of what happened at school. Now, when I went to my school, the first thing, what I realized was a lot of people thought my hat was silly.
Now, what kind of hat were you wearing?
I was wearing a...
Sonny, can you talk into the microphone?
I was wearing a Cat in the Hat-like hat that was... It looked like a leprechaun hat, except it was the style of hat that the Cat in the Hat wears. So
that's right.
It was tall. It was literally tall. And, okay, here's how the day started. Here's one thing. Now, our regular teacher that we usually have wasn't at school on March 17th, on my birthday. Now, that was a kind of upsetting for me.
Upsetting?
Upsetting. Oh, yeah. I didn't like it how my teacher was not there for my birthday, but we had a substitute, and the substitute of the real teacher we usually have.
Can you stop naming people's names?
Why?
Because I don't like you to use real names in the show.
Why?
For security purposes.
Okay.
You're an international superstar, and so we have to keep a certain percentage of your life private.
Okay. Now, when I went to school,
I
realized one thing. By it got closer, by the time class started, I realized that the teacher substitute that we had isn't usually, not only, she's never taught a single first grade class in her entire time being a teacher.
That's
so
not good, is it?
And I realized very quick that she had never, she probably had teached our class once, probably, but she doesn't remember the things we normally do.
Well, keep talking. I gotta see what catastrophe your sister is causing.
Okay. Now,
baby, what are you doing?
Usually on holidays and Fridays, when we have two music classes.
Tell me what you were telling me yesterday about birthdays and how you think people should be excited for their friends' birthdays.
Well, yeah. When your friend has a birthday, you should be excited as them. Because If you're not excited about somebody else's birthday, it's possible they will notice and they won't be very excited about yours.
Is that right?
That's possible. Because, see, the only time I realized people cared about my birthday is by the time my birthday, which was the day, came.
And do you think that's because you were giving them popsicles?
No, they cared about my birthday a lot of the time before that, Celia.
Is that right? Well, good.
And the thing is, the reason they care, some people do care about other people's birthdays, but they mostly care about the other person's birthdays when it's actually their birthday.
Yeah. People don't usually get that excited about other people's birthdays beforehand.
Yes. But by the time it's somebody else's birthday, everybody rocks at a disco party.
That's right. Hey, honey, seriously, can you stop jiggle-jaggling that mic? Can't you hear it in your headphones?
No, I can't.
Oh, okay.
I don't pay attention to it.
Hey, do you have any movie reviews for today?
Movie reviews. That's just movie review. Well, my movie review today, I haven't exactly seen it yet, but I would recommend. I haven't seen it yet, but I'll eventually see it. Probably either tonight or the night of my birthday party, which is tomorrow night. And it's Tarzan 2. Tarzan 2, I am probably guessing, is a fun movie because Tarzan is probably a lot funner young than he is the size that he is.
Oh, yeah. He's probably cooler and more fun when he's a kid than when he's an adult.
Come on. That's true with all living things.
Let's face it. It is, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not saying you're dumb.
No, you're just saying that I'm not very fun.
No, I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is that when things like animals are young, it makes them a little more playful and a little more interesting.
Yeah. Uh-oh, I got to take the cake out of the oven. I'll be right back.
Okay. Wait, I'm going to talk about the cake so they understand what you're talking about. So the cake, what my father was just talking about, is we made a cake for my actual birthday because today is my actual birthday. And tonight we're going to start my birthday brownies. Net. You see, I'm having birthday brownies instead of birthday cake for my birthday party treat. And also, I'm having a piñata full of Laffy Taffy, if you know that brand of candy. Oh man, my father's coming back. Act like you're not listening to the show. Please just do. I think he's about to come back. Now be quiet and don't let him see you. Well, who cares? He's not going to see you. This is a podcast. Right? My name's just a comedian. Really kidding.
Darn it.
Talud, please don't sit in my father's chair when she's trying to sit.
Sweetie, this is my chair. You can sit on my lap.
Do not pay any attention to the previous whining in the background.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, I'm trying to sound cool.
You're sounding great. I'm just very frustrated because this... Recording a show when your sister is around is not very easy, is it?
No, not unless you give her a cookie and tell her, hey, you want a present? I'll give you 2 presents a year.
Hey, let's listen to a message that somebody sent us. Ready?
Okay, listen to a message. I wonder what it is.
Hello, Hudson. This is Dr. Floyd from the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, wishing you a happy birthday. How old are you anyway? 27?
Okay, now...
You're about 27, aren't you?
No, I'm, and...
Sometimes you seem 27.
Can I say something?
Please.
I act 27, but I am not 27. I am regular 7. And what... Now, let's hear an episode from... A message from... The evil mastermind, Dr. Steve.
Well, hello, Hudson. This is Dr. Steve, and I just wanted to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to... What? We can't sing it. Oh, really? 2 sisters, eh? Well, I'll take care of that in a moment. Well, at any rate, Hudson, for he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, and he looks like a monkey, too. What do you mean, impolite? I don't understand. Hudson doesn't mind.
I don't mind. My mother calls me a monkey.
She does, doesn't she?
Yeah.
I think you're part monkey, part leprechaun.
I think I'm more leprechaun and I feel like I have a tail sometimes. I feel like I'm very good at climbing on the equipment in playgrounds.
Is it true? Is it a prehensile tail or just kind of a regular tail?
It's not a prehensile tail because
If my cane was actually in my hands, I don't have too good grip. Unless I have gloves with glue on the bottom that's wet.
Ew, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about a sticky glove on me. That's the only way I can climb.
Hey, now listen up. You were... Oh, gosh, what was that?
It's the crayons! Crayons falling, alert of Hudson birthday. Please, do not listen to any other weird sounds.
She poured crayons all over the floor. We're going to let her pick them up because it'll at least keep her busy.
Yeah.
But listen, Hudson, this is what I was going to say. Instead of recommending a movie that you haven't seen yet, you know, maybe you could talk briefly about a movie that you saw recently that you seem to really like. Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
You're mean.
Why is that mean?
Buddy, on radio shows, when you whisper into the microphone, you're not actually whispering because every single person that will listen to this podcast will hear that.
What?
Well, Shark Boy and Lava Girl, yes, was a movie we liked for a bit of time since it got taped when we watched on HBO.
Mm-hmm. Can you not do
now,
that with the cord
Shark
on the microphone?
Boy, you know what? My sister is so funny. You know what she calls it?
No.
Shark Boy and Lovey Girl.
Is that true? Shark Boy and Lovey Girl?
Yes, Shark Boy and Lovey Girl.
I didn't know that at all.
Disgusting.
So, what you doing with your finger?
I like to stick it up my nose.
You do, don't you? At least you're honest about it.
Okay, anything else I should say?
Like, I don't know. What would you like to talk about?
The powers of Shark Boy and Lava Girl. No, the powers of Shark Boy and Lava Girl. Shark Boy...
He's a shark.
He's a shark. Boy. Yes, he's half shark boy. Half shark, half boy.
Lava Girl is a girl. Kind of made out of lava.
She... You know what? She doesn't dare Max, but allows Max to eat lava rocks.
Ouch. They're not very tasty from what I remember.
And Mr. Electric. Mr. Electric is the bad guy.
Yeah.
What's up? What's?
What's up?
You know.
Get it? What's up?
Get like watts, you know, like the 61th bulb.
The 61th bulb? The 60 watt bulb, you mean? Yeah.
The 61st bulb was named Watts.
Oh, I see.
I think so. What's up? Gun!
Well, anything else you'd like
Boom,
to talk about
bang.
On your birthday show?
Okay, one thing. Now, it's my birthday. Here's one thing I want to tell you.
What's that?
Here's a mystery of St. Patrick's Day. When I got home today from school, I realized how many presents were able for me on my own birthday since I got home. One. One birthday present and two birthday cards.
Mm-hmm.
Does that seem like a good... Does that seem like something you would get on your birthday? That Mm-mm. all? Nothing
That's
but
it?
That?
All you're getting is one gift and two cards?
Since I got to this house,
uh-huh.
all I found for my birthday was two cards
that's
and a present
it.
From my Uncle Pete.
That's too bad. You got a bad life.
I don't.
What about,
you
that,
probably
shirt?
Had
what about that shirt you're wearing? Isn't that a birthday gift?
Daddy. Oh, yeah. We got a few early birthday gifts, including squirty fish,
Ooh, good job.
Stretchable aqua animals, and this baseball shirt I'm wearing right now.
That's right.
And... the hat I told you about.
The leprechaun
and
hat.
Tulu has what she calls a hairband band. What is really a hairband that has looks like a. It has, sort of has antennas, and
mm-hmm.
the top of the antenna is a clover, and it's sort of like a St. Patrick's Day hairband.
That's true.
Like, I'm a comedian. Kidding. I guess I did. I guess I am. I cracked my father up. That means I'm Mr. Comedian.
Yep. I'm tired today. Are you tired?
No.
You're looking very relaxed. Are you feeling relaxed today?
No, I just feel relaxed in this chair.
You're silly.
Okay, this is Live on a Flood Path. As you can see out your window.
I know, but when you turn your head, you got to turn the microphone with your head, you know?
Right. Now, if you're in a whole different continent or a whole different part of... Los Angeles. Here's the weather of the flight path. This is the weather news. Under the flight path, it has been sunny. Probably close to LAX, it's probably very cloudy. I don't understand why, but...
Well, wait a minute. Is it sunny or cloudy?
Right now, outside our own house, it's sunny here. Mm-hmm. But it's possible that LAX is cloudy because, as you can see, if LAX is that way, then you can see it's more cloudy that way than it is over here.
So true. So true, son. Well, hopefully tomorrow it won't rain when we have your party in the park.
Let's hope that.
Oh, hi, Tulu.
Sorry. Why is this beautiful masterpiece?
Don't grab it from her hand, man. You're just asking for trouble.
Tulu just drew a picture of a pizza.
That's a beautiful picture,
a
baby.
A pizza. I mean pizza. No!
Hey, please.
Don't listen to any of the voices sounding like a 2-year-old little girl in the background.
Very good job, Sweet Pea.
Put on your headphones if they're not electric.
Do you want to say anything on the show?
Sorry. Don't cover my mouth!
Yeah, please stop antagonizing her, buddy. Chalou, do you want to say something on the show? Want to sit on my lap and talk?
No.
No? No? Okay. All right, fine. Well, listen, this has been a thrill. This is definitely one of our better shows.
Cupianos Feliz. What? I'm singing happy birthday to myself.
Okay. In Spanish?
Yes. Cupianos Feliz. Cupianos Feliz. Cupianos Feliz. That's a weapon class. What are you doing?
You okay?
I see your diaper. Okay, what's more important, the diaper or the show? Apparently the show. Okay, what's up? You get it. What are we supposed to do?
Is there anything you'd like to talk about, or should we just...
I think we better wrap it up.
Chair, okay? Stop pulling on my chair. Your diaper is full of...
Tulu just spanked my sister's...
I think Tulu's diaper is full of used water.
My sister...
Is your diaper full of used water, my dear? Yeah. No? Okay.
She answered yes.
All right, Hudson. Well, let's wrap up the show.
Okay.
Okay,
we'll say bye-bye. And if you're in Texas, I'm all freakish. I'm kidding. Okay, let's wrap it up.
What did you just say?
Hello, freakish.
If you're in Texas, hello, freakish?
I don't get that.
I didn't get that either, but you're the one that said it. At least I didn't say it.
That's not like right. Okay, let's wrap this thing up.
Okay.
Okay, goodbye, and I'll probably never see you again.
Yeah, after this, you may never do another show.
I'm kidding. I'm not retiring for the rest of my life, silly fans.
You're not retiring?
No.
Okay.
Not my life, silly Ed.
Okay.
Okay, let's wrap this up. Okay, goodbye. I'm not talking on the thing anymore until 1, 2, 3.
That's it? Say bye. Thank you for listening to the Hudson Show.
Thank you for listening to the Hudson Show. You will find the next Hudson Show next March 17, 2007.
Can't wait. That's right.
I think my birthday year is going to be 2017. Get it? 2017.
You're silly.
Okay, bye-bye. You're never gonna see the Hudson Show until 2007. Let's wrap it up. Please stop recording now. Please wrap it up. Bye. Dun, dun, dun.